Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Pome. Federal prosecutors have reached a plea agreement with Vance Belter, who's now expected to plead guilty in the deadly attacks targeting two Minnesota lawmakers and their families. MNN's Tasha Radel reports.
Under the proposed deal, the Justice Department says it will not seek the death penalty. Belter is accused of posing as a police officer before fatally shooting former House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark at their Brooklyn Park home last June. Investigators say he also shot State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette at their Champlin home. Separate state charges remain pending while the federal case moves ahead. Tasha Radel, MNN.
A resolution passed unanimously by the St. Paul City Council Wednesday proclaims June 14th as Mark, Melissa, and Gilbert Hortman Day. Minnesota Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy of St. Paul said, "We all lost someone dear to us.
And I think it is important for us to separate the tragedy of the assassination and the attempted assassination of Senator Hoffman and his family from the beautiful and meaningful life and all of what Speaker Hortman meant to all of us."
Hortman, her husband, and dog were all killed on June 14th last year. Minnesota's congressional Republicans are calling on Governor Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison to resign following a fraud report from a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The GOP report blamed Walz and Ellison for systematic failure to safeguard taxpayer money from fraud. Congressman Tom Emmer said, quote, "These allegations are true. Tim Walz and Keith Ellison should leave office in handcuffs." And a West Central Minnesota man died after being pinned under a tree in Brandon. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says a 78-year-old man was located under the tree late Wednesday morning and paramedics were unable to save him. The weather is getting hot in Minnesota, but there are ways you can save energy while staying cool. Xcel Energy spokesperson Chris Wallett says,
"Probably the easiest thing you can do is to get a programmable thermostat. And that thermostat can control the temperature in your home, when you're away from your home, if you're on vacation, nights, days, whatever it might be, so you're not constantly having to turn up, turn down."
She also recommends using a ceiling fan and running it counterclockwise when it gets warm. There's more information, including energy-saving tips, on the Xcel Energy website. And the Minnesota Twins topped the Detroit Tigers 6-4 last night at Comerica Park to snap a three-game losing skid. Byron Buxton hit the go-ahead three-run homer, and Royce Lewis also went deep for Minnesota. Reliever Taylor Rogers got the win, and Yoendris Gomez picked up the save. The Twins and Tigers play the rubber match of the series this afternoon in Detroit. This is MNN.